Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. Psalms 37:37 is our scripture today.
Father, you love me so much that you gave me a perfect example in Jesus to observe. Jesus walked in this sinful world blameless, and yet he took my sin upon himself so that I might live. He is the true Prince of Peace. Draw me ever closer, Lord, that in observing Jesus, I will be renewed in his perfect image. Amen.
Today, think of what Jesus gave up to come into this world of sin and die for you. He gave up the glory of heaven, the adoration of the heavenly beings, and his physical companionship with the Father.
Today's action: prostrate yourself before God Almighty and thank him for sending his Son to die in your place. Today's treasure can be found in 1 John 3:16. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
I've been known to say in my sermons before, have you ever felt when you were praying that you got no response? Or you heard, sorry, the God you have reached is no longer in service? Well, God is never not in service. We aren't. When Jesus was separated from the Lord on the cross, it was because a world of sin was placed upon him, and momentarily the Father had to turn his face away. For Jesus, it took a world of sin to separate him momentarily from the Father. But for us, it only takes a little. If you feel that your prayers aren't being answered, if you don't feel yourself close to the Lord, look inside and examine yourself. And I'm going to bet that it's not the Lord, but it's you. It's your heart. It's your soul. It's your mind. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for the man of peace. Are you blameless, my friend? Upright?